This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 27th. God's word for you today is, He is not mine. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. And it says, pray like this, may your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yesterday, we asked the question, how do I know what I am seeking first? And we said the answer is in two things. First, look at how you spend your money. And secondly, look at how you spend your time. Where is your money going? What is preoccupying your time? The truth is, until you are brutally honest with yourself, nothing happens and you remain out of alignment. The kingdom of God must be priority. The question you need to wrestle with is, am I going to focus on my plans or am I going to focus on God's plans? What is it going to be? Jesus says, pray, your kingdom come. Why will God tell us to pray for his kingdom to come? It means his kingdom is not fully expressed until we pray. And it also means that God's kingdom can be fully expressed. God will not ask us to pray for something if it is impossible. God will ask us to pray for something that is possible. God's kingdom can be fully expressed. The Bible says, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's kingdom as it is in heaven can be fully expressed here on earth. And the propagation of the gospel is key to the fulfillment of this prayer. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and the Samaria and to the ends of the earth. This is a popular scripture. We read it right, but sometimes we interpret it wrong. It's applied to me for a long time. Even though I was reading and, as highlighted, in my mind, I was interpreting it as then. I was reading it as, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, then in all Judea, then Samaria, then to the ends of the earth. However, the Bible clearly states, and not then. This means that our efforts must be simultaneous, not sequential. So, a church must be, you can say, global and local at the same time. Glocal. A church must have a glocal vision if it must stay aligned with heaven, simultaneous and not sequential. Luke chapter 9 verse 62 says, anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work I plan for him is not fit for the kingdom of God. Do not allow yourself to be distracted. My spiritual father, Pastor Esko Mfon of blessed memory, used to say to me repeatedly, there is a work and there is the work. Listen, the enemy does not mind you doing a work. The enemy will do everything to unseat you from your place of the work. When people leave their place of assignment, for whatever reason, they are just doing a work. Let us pray. Father, let your kingdom come in my life and through my life in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.